here, and then we got a couple long ones left here for the rest of the third hour of the American Journal. Coming up next will be Alex Jones from 11 to 3, and then the War Room with Harrison Smith. Harrison also, I think, did the Sunday show. Alex took a well-needed little break. But I want to get to these two clips right now, finishing up with the fraud that's going on. This is citizen journalist David Kite going around just looking at the voter rolls and then going to the addresses these people put on. Oh, he's doxing these people. Whoa, he's doxing abandoned buildings. Here it is.
He's registered to vote for him here, but we came here to show people that just a couple houses down from 929 is 955, and that was the condition of the home where people were registered to vote from.
The very first thing I did when I got home after this trip was look up 955 Proctor Street Southwest on my voter list that I literally got January 3rd from the Secretary of State's office. And what do you know? I highlighted and then, of course, I marked out the name there of the person that is registered to vote at the place that you're looking at.
It's common sense for elected officials to see a place like this and say, okay, people aren't obviously living here. Yes. No reason for people to register to vote from them.
Right.
You complain to city officials about this. They tried, not they specifically, but the system tries to intimidate you, try to push you away from doing this.
Right.
And then we spoke a little bit about how, what is the incentive behind this? Maybe it's to make sure that there's more people in a precinct so the county gets even more money to run their elections.
Sure.
What is your solution to this? Because this is just ridiculous that anybody can see this and say, why are people registered to vote from a place that's obviously torn down, says
this
no
is obviously a daycare center.
24 hours.
I don't know why.
I mean, it's not that complicated. Most people have moved around in their lives. Whenever you move, for example, the magazine folks, the junk mail folks, they know where you live. I don't care how many times you move. There are systems in place to find people. And maybe 10 years ago, this was a beautiful house, and somebody did live here. Well, they have moved. They have died. They are somewhere else.
Now it's a
find
small
where they
here.
Live. Register them there, because we want everybody to vote. We want them to vote legally where they actually live. So if you care about the voters, in my opinion, you need to find the voters when they move, re-register them there, and don't leave them lingering here, where they clearly do not live today.
I think that's a key thing, is that we're not really trying to expose this so people aren't able to vote. We want everyone that's legally able to vote to actually be able to vote.
The audio cut out? Okay. I guess the audio died. Okay, that was it. Yeah, interesting. Some of these clips just cut off. But that's David Kite, just citizen journalist, looking at getting the information and then driving to the place and looking at it. Same thing that we saw with Nick Shirley. There's the Nick Shirley video has created thousands of Nick Shirleys, which is what we need, because the press isn't doing their job. You notice they weren't ever. I think those stories in Minnesota have been around since like 2015 and no one done anything about them. Here's Benny Johnson on Fox News talking about the investigation going on in California with Gavin Newsom. So here it is.
I know you're getting to the bottom of this because it angers him and it angers his staff. They are furious with you and you're going there to confront this.
Yes, they're furious because it's indefensible what they've done in the Palisades as well. And the most important thing to do there is just like what was done by Nick Shirley in Minneapolis, is simply go and turn on the camera. It's self-evident. Have there been any homes built?
No.
Gavin Newsom promised to rebuild the homes. Gavin Newsom promised that these people who lost 7,000 homes approximately in the Palisades, had their lives destroyed, had their family memories torched to ashes.
Right.
Most people in America know somebody who's been affected by these fires, that he would cut the red tape, that he would cut the penalties, cut the fees, and that they'd get to rebuilding. Has there been a single shovel overturned in the Palisades? And again, you can just go there and turn on the cameras. If you turn on the cameras and knock on a Somali daycare and ask, can I enroll my child, you'll be met with screaming and someone calling the cops and a door slammed in your face. If you go to California and turn on the cameras and just film the streets of downtown LA or San Francisco or any city, you will see the egregious homeless problem. They've spent $24 billion. No homes have been built and no homeless people have been saved.
So there you go. And all that money's going somewhere. So you can see the non-existent homeless programs, $24 billion, high-speed drill, $18 billion, stolen COVID relief funds, $32 billion, SNAP fraud, $2 billion, and I think two homes have been built.
Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon polyphenols and bioparin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Due. Watch it live right now at band.video.
There he is, the man with the money, Jerome Powell. And it is newly... Oh, there's Ron Paul kicking him in the face. That's what we want to see. Ron Paul, head of the Federal Reserve. I mean, can you imagine? It's all a joke anyway.
Oh, that's not serious.
Why not? Let's put Ron Paul in charge, see what happens. Let's just see what happens. Who cares? What could it hurt? Let's jump to the UK for a little bit. Starmer's looking for an excuse to ban X. In Austria, there's an article on InfoWars. Aliens force victim to kiss their feet and then they break his nose. That's in Austria. Berlin blackout, deadly Antifa terrorism plunges frigid German capital into darkness for days. I remember a couple years ago, the power was out of control. You know, they had these high power prices. They were actually doing things where they would bring people in to dance to stay warm. We dance for warmth, is what they would say. They were dancing for warmth. But let's go to this. This is a propaganda tool that they're showing to students. It's a little animation they've put together to make students be afraid to speak out against immigration. Because, you know, we can't be speaking out against bringing millions of people into your country and then supporting them under your tax dollars while they not allowed to get jobs or they don't get jobs and they create grooming gangs and other sorts of illegal activity. And if you speak out against it, well, you're arrested. So InfoWars article, Keir Starmer has signaled he is prepared to back regulatory action that could ultimately result in X being blocked in the UK. So he says, because the AI chatbot Grok has been generating images of women and minors in bikinis, he'll support, go as far as hitting the kill switch, blocking the entire system. So now putting people in a bikini is against the law. I think people are saying, put a bikini on that. You can read more about it at InfoWars, and here is clip 16 talking about the propaganda animation they're putting together for the kids in the schools in the UK. Here it is.
Because the British government seems desperate to want put white British kids on the terrorist prevent program. I've got full access to their latest propaganda tool that is being rolled out to your children, you and your grandchildren as well, to which appears to be aimed at ensuring they don't become patriotic or question immigration. It's one of the most shocking things I've honestly seen for a while. And rather than tell you about it, I'm going to play it with you right now. Okay, let's go to question number one, please. So what you'll see here is that Charlie, he's our lovely character here. He's receiving an important grade on his piece of work. Can we go to the next one here, next slide? He hasn't done as well. We keep going along here a little bit, please. He's got put in a lot of effort, he says. He's put in a lot of effort, like I did at university. Charlie's taking a seat in his class, keep on going. And he's going to get to a point here. Well, he didn't get as well as he expected, all right? He got 60 out of 100 on his results. Next, you'll see that he's a little bit upset about it. And to make matters worse, it looks like somebody of colour got a slightly better result than him, right? And that means this person has allegedly received a job offer. Next, please. And what happens there? Charlie's applied to dozens of jobs, but he hasn't had any luck yet. Okay, next. Right, somebody else in the class tells Charlie that this is proof that immigrants are coming to the UK and taking our jobs, right? Sort of, kind of, you know, we can make the argument that the data does show that cheap labour is undercutting the workforce in Britain. Okay, next. What happens here? Right, how should Charlie react? Should he ignore the comment and ask the course leader for feedback about how he can improve? Should he ignore the comment but don't address his frustration? Just pent it up, Charlie. That's what you should do. Should he agree with the comment and explore the idea further? Now, I'm going to do everything they don't want you to do on this quiz. Let's click C, shall we? And then next. There we go.
Jail.
All right, oh dear, that's certain. You see that little bar there? That's gone down. You're in terrorist category there, aren't you? Charlie approached the classmate angrily. He agreed with the ideas and began shouting about them in class. How dare you use your voice, Charlie? How dare you use your democratic right of free speech? Next. The teacher let Charlie know the school has a zero tolerance
Listen,
on hate
white
speech.
Man.
Is it hate speech to say that immigrants are coming to Britain stealing people's jobs? I don't know. All right, next. The teacher was concerned by Charlie's outburst and tried to get to the bottom of it. There we go. Okay, next slide. Charlie became more agitated and ended up having to sit alone, so they isolated him.
Wow.
Right? Doesn't sound like a really good way to address sort of, you know, a problematic young man. And became more agitated sitting alone during the week's lessons because of the hurtful things he said. This is what supposedly what's going on in schools. All right, next. Now let's go to number three, shall we? We can't unlock the others yet. We must get through the rest of the program. Right, Charlie's been chilling out all afternoon, as you do. Next. Right? He's been on social media. Uh-oh. You might want to ban that. Next. He spots... Oh, Charlie's a they, by the way. Just so you know. They haven't said he. They say they. Just putting that out there. Right, next. He's getting a lot of attention. Right, there's a video he's seen. He's got a lot of attention. Charlie's watching a video... and learns the video that from the video that Muslim men are stealing the places of British war veterans in emergency accommodation. Bad, obviously so bad. Is it true, though? Is it true? Is that actually happening in Britain? Well, you can have a look online for yourselves. Next. In the video, they explain that the government is betraying white British citizens and need to take back control of their country. Does this all sound familiar to you? Next. Right, how should Charlie react? Should he just scroll past the content and ignore the message? Should he find out more about the topic online? Or should he engage directly with this post? It seems fair. It seems unfair. We should click C. Oh, we're going to do everything they tell us not to do.
Engage.
By the way, we do know that there are lots of places where British people are at the back of the queue because of illegal migrants. We've even got council houses being built, brand new council houses being built because of this, right? Charlie couldn't believe what they were seeing. Next. Charlie immediately began typing and putting in comments. Right, let's go to the next slide. Let's get there. So he's getting involved in it. As for the likes, comments came in. He's getting lots and lots of enthusiasm here by standing up for veterans and white people's rights. Bad. Next. Unfortunately, Charlie didn't realise, how would he know, that some of the groups he was engaging with are illegal.
Oh, no.
How would he
illegal
know?
Illegal thought
next.
Criminals. All right,
well,
that's good.
Charlie.
You get the idea. You have to pick the right answer to get your credit score to go up, or otherwise you're going to be in the terror watch list. So that's just training these kids. Don't speak up. Don't say anything. Because if you don't say anything, then the government thinks, oh, well, this is a mandate from the people because they're not saying anything. So we're good to go. So very interesting what's going on. Remember that it was the same type of shitty animation that we saw with Run DMC and Take the Vaccine. See if y'all can pull that up. It's like the same animators. It's like government mouthpiece animators. Here they are. You know, make your Take the Vaccine, Run DMC video. As I'm watching that, I'm like, and in fact, I think the American version was a little bit better. Yeah, look, same type of animation. You know? Yeah. Put your mask on or Run DMC. My Adidas. Take all the vaccines and roll all over the magazines. All right. Let's go back to some calls. We got Oilfield Misfit in New Mexico wants to know how Tim Walz is walking free. I have the same question. Will he ever get indicted? You want to place a bet on it? What do you think?
I'm not going to place a bet, Rob. Love you. Longtime listener. Take all the supplements. Just wanted to tell you, until we get these locals lined out, sheriffs, any kind of a local law enforcement to do their jobs and to actually hold people accountable in their areas. Nothing's going to change. Wanted to tell you, too, don't take the vaccines, people. Be smart. If you got grandkids, kids, nieces, nephews, just drop links to the parents. Let them know how dangerous it is. And eat healthy, take care of yourselves, and get engaged. Get engaged at your local levels, whatever it takes. I'm not a big politician guy, but I will get down and do some door knocking and whatever I can for good people. We need good people running for local offices. That's all I got, Rob. Love you.
Yeah, thanks. We definitely need good people running for office. We need good people supporting those people, and we need to hold these politicians accountable. I just had a missed call from Alex Jones. Can somebody call him and see what he needs? And if not, I will. If he calls again, I'm taking the call on air. So we'll see what happens. It could be interesting. He's probably looking for a video. Thanks for the call, Oilfield Misfit. Let's go to Angelina in South Texas. Wants to talk about Greenland, infrared radio, and messing with the geomagnetic field. Go ahead, Angelina.
Oh, it's so good to talk with you again. I've been out of the loop for about a year because I'm combating a particularly deadly medical condition. But anyway, I would be watching the storms form on the long infrared on the full disk with the NASA Sport Viewer and the Japanese Himawari. And I noticed that the clouds would start forming boxes, and there's particular cloud formations that are that are tied specifically to earthquakes and possible other dew strikes, DEW, because
directed energy weapons. But people don't. Yeah. It's not my name, but it's just the initials.
And the whole consistent pattern is that they come in two half clouds from opposite sides of the Earth, wherever they're coming from. They are originating from accelerator sites. They're moving in at a very fast rate of speed, 150, 200 miles an hour. They latch on, they light up, and boom, you have an earthquake or some kind of explosion. And the earthquake, it was a very consistent observation on satellite and from seismic data. And it was happening every time when we have these particular strikes, especially the very strong ones off of that Russian peninsula. But I've been out of the loop, but the one that's really tying everything together is called, he calls himself the Alaska Sky Watcher. He has a Facebook page, and I think he has a YouTube and a number of video accounts, and he is very highly educated. His name is Edward Abbott. You should get him on the show because he also synthesizes a Schumann resonance, and he's highly educated. He knows exactly what he's talking about. He does a very good job at making regular people like us understand these very complex concepts. And the day after Charlie Kirk died, after he was assassinated, something very shocking happened that got his attention. And if I can put it in simple terms, the Earth's magnetic shield basically went negative, and something was happening underground, I guess, with this accelerators, and they were making big shocks deep into the earth. And I was picking that up with my seismic thing, but he was explaining that this pulled in the magnetic shield, and this is a very good person to try to get on. Again, he's well educated in all of the sciences that are involved with this. And he is putting out warning signs like, you know, keep watching. Come on, Sky Watchers, keep watching. But this is my big problem with the magnetic field, because I've been seeing it on the size monitors. And here's the deal. We have a large asteroid coming in less than 5 years and making another round. And from what I'm seeing...
Is this asteroid hitting the Earth, or is it just going to pass by?
Well, they're saying it's going to pass by, but it's going to be closer between here and the moon. But the way that they're doing with this magnetic shield, when they did that little experiment, I started seeing on my feeds that there's all these meteorites hitting the Earth. And so basically when they do this thing to the magnetic shield, I think this is an exercise to pull in that asteroid, not repel it.
And yeah, that was probably foretold in the intro to, and I'm not making fun of what you're saying, but it just shows you that they do this stuff. And there's a cartoon called Thundar the Barbarian, and a comet goes in between the Earth and the moon and takes away the Earth's magnetic field and atmosphere. And it shows, you know, horrible events happening and kind of turns us into a post-apocalyptic scenario, which could happen. I mean, obviously, they thought about that back in the early 80s. That's what that's when this cartoon came out.
And
you could see, but going back to like the stuff you're saying, you could see these radar pulses going on all over our country. You could see warm water events happening and like ray, or I don't know if they're rays, but it's stuff on these satellites or imagery on these satellites. And you could see like warm water areas being created in like the Arctic Ocean, kind of in the middle of nowhere where there shouldn't be warm water. There's weird stuff going on everywhere. We know we have the antenna array in Alaska called HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. Yeah, look, there you can see that. And are these things guiding the storms? I think they are. I think a lot of this stuff is being manipulated for effect. And they're able to come in and say, oh, we're going to have these storms here. And then you see a bunch of chemtrailing and cloud seeding going on. And then all of a sudden, yeah, there are giant storms. We've had the father of weather weapons on talking about how they used to do this in Vietnam. So this isn't new technology. This is old technology.
Yeah, and what I'm talking about, these are actually square right-angle boxes.
Yeah, in the cloud. You're talking about in the clouds, though, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and Hurricane Helene is in this box, and they move. They get the box position, and they move it right up. And I was following this, all of these things, like you say, these little radar glitches, like these circles. If you go to the map and you go to the nearest size monitor, you're going to see that it is the center of an earthquake. But anyway, you can see all of the steerings, especially the infrared. You can see it on the NASA Sport Viewer on the infrared, but you have much better detail with the Himawari.
Yeah, we just pulled up a piece, too, from Wikipedia about tectonic weapons. So all this stuff is admitted. Now, they don't talk about it every day. It's not like the Minnesota ice raids that are going on because, you know, that's something we can all have. It's a football issue that we could throw. But they don't want you knowing that they have earthquake weapons. And there's always earthquakes in the, you know, Syria got hit with a lot of earthquakes around the time there was a lot of conflict going on there. So, yeah, everything you're saying is true. It's hard to put a handle on it, and we can't get the governments of the world to admit it. Because I think these are even groups that are above the government at this point, and they're not going to spill the beans on that. So thank you for calling and bringing that information out to people. It's stuff people should look into. We got people looking at it and follow the guy she was mentioning and check out his information. Now we had the raid in, some call it an extraction, in Venezuela, and a guy, the account is ANTTSINC. On X, and he's putting out information. He's talking to troops on the ground, talking about the type of weapons that the U.S. government is in control of. This went on the Jonathan Rose account, but he grabbed it from ANTTSINC, and I want to give this guy credit because he's putting out some pretty interesting information, and he's not quite getting, I think, the credit he deserves. But let's just listen to what he has to say in this first video about what type of weaponry the United States now possesses.
A security guard that was protecting Maduro has spoken, and you got to hear what he's said. It's in Spanish, but I'll translate. Also, Trump announced that, you know, the cartels, they're going after him in Mexico. The whole vibe of Latin America has changed because of what happened in Venezuela. And now that we're getting firsthand accounts from people that were there, the soldier says they didn't hear him coming. He says the Americans had technology superior to anything they've ever seen. Everything that they were using for radar, for anything, was completely taken offline. They had drones, and the drones or taking out bases and taking out things faster. They have no technology. They've never had to fight against drones. He also talks about that there was only 8 helicopters. There was only 20 men that were sent in. And those 20 men killed hundreds of their men. And none of those soldiers were injured. He talks about it felt like they were firing 300 rounds a minute. Nothing they've ever seen. Nothing that they can compete with. And then he also talks to the fact that the Americans had some kind of sonic shock boom that was sent out, and everybody immediately started bleeding profusely out of their nose. They couldn't even gather themselves because whatever was sent at them made them fall to their knees and vomit blood out of their mouth and out of their noses. They were incapacitated immediately. He says he never wants to fear, never wants to go through that again. Doesn't want to have to fight with the Americans again. He's sending warnings to everybody out there that you think you can fight the Americans. You don't even know what their weaponry is like and what they're capable of. 20 men took out hundreds, and that's starting to spread all through Latin America. And now they're not saying, if you want me, come and get me anymore. They're like, oh, shit. Especially after Trump says, hey, Mexico, you're on the list, too.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, look, I guess I'm riding a sonic weapon now, too. AI can do amazing things. Let's go to the next part two of this. And it was the tactics of the American military in Venezuela. This will take us to the break from the account ANTTSINC on X. Here it is.
We have an update to the conversation from the Venezuelan soldier that we brought up yesterday. He talks about the initial group of soldiers that were taken out were Maduro's security force that was comprised of some Cubans and some Venezuelans. He said all the Cubans were taken out right to the dome. He talks about all of the air defense systems that were knocked out by Tomahawks with intense explosions. In one instance, it knocked that system into the ocean. It landed on a boat and killed 5 patrolmen. He talks about 4 F-16s that were taken out. There was 4 civilians that were unalived. He talks about one woman that was standing in the front of the naval base. They took out all the bases and all the air defense systems. That woman was knocked 5 meters into a house. That's how intense that explosion. This is going to be super interesting. You're going to find this to be interesting. He switches and does a 180 and says, hey, listen, we shouldn't have a problem being the 51st state of the United States. He says the amount of investment that's coming into the infrastructure, into the educational system, into the hospitals, and into the oil facilities are going to do amazing things for this country. He says that he's had the opportunity
We'll cut it right there as we go to break. I think that's the deal that's been made. The deal is made with Maduro. They're bringing him in. He's being treated, you know, he's in prison, but he's being treated nice. He's not being treated like an enemy combatant. And I think the deal has been made not necessarily to make him a 51st state, but to get the oil infrastructure that we had invested in back starting in the, you know, the 60s and 70s that they then stole from us when Chavez got into power, when they nationalized those industries. And now we're going back and getting it. It's that heavy crude that we can produce and process down in the Gulf states. So it's a win-win for us. And I think they did it without too many casualties. Am I for regime change? No, but let's hope the Venezuelans want to work with us. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Gonna sun. Ooh. Gonna stab you with a butcher knife. And then the police chief
here
is gonna
is,
say,
baby.
We love our Somalis, we love our Muslims. Oh, that's so good, oh, that's so sweet. We love our Somalis, we love our Muslims. Oh, that's so good, oh, that's so sweet. We love our Somalis, we love our Muslims. Oh, that's so good, oh, that's so sweet.
We're talking about possible 51st states with our last video there of Venezuela possibly becoming a 51st state, which I don't think is going to happen. I don't think Alberta is going to be a 51st state. And then we talked about Puerto Rico. I said the only thing good about Puerto Rico is Ruben Obed El Major is bringing us back in from break. He was one of the he entered the contest that we had a long time ago when they tried to make this song. Oh, we're going to get Alex Jones. We're going to make a song making fun of him about the Somalis. And where are we today? Yeah. Final segment of The American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thank you for joining me. You can watch this and all the shows at InfoWars on X, also at Real Alex Jones. You could also go to InfoWars.com/show or band.video. We have all the streams everywhere in case one goes down. And as someone pointed out today, we also have the Ron Gibson armada of channels out there streaming and making sure everything's still going. But everything that finances that, all the things I just talked about, are all financed when you go and support us at thealexjonesstore.com. And right now, we have a limited edition, Life is Fiery with Its Beauty trench knife. We've sold out of all the other trench knives. This one's 50% off right now for a limited time. It's a trench knife dagger. It's got the skull crusher on the handle. It's got the brass knuckles hilt. And on one side, it's got a little pinup girl. And then on the other side, I think it's Alex Jones' signature. And it's razor sharp. We had some of these here. I don't have one here with me, but they're really cool. Alex loves pulling it out. He was demonstrating with Kyle Rittenhouse last week. If I come at you with a dagger, then I'm at fault and you can shoot me, right? I don't have to stab you first. I can just come at you with the dagger and you have the right to shoot me. And they were going over the rules of engagement on that. So the pinup on one side and the legendary quote on the other side, life is fiery with its beauty. So it's 13 and a half inches in total length, 17 ounces in weight. Perfectly balanced, as all things should be, according to Thanos. And 50% off for a limited time while supplies last. And if you're a VIP member, I think you get it even cheaper. Look at that, $79. Is that what they had on there? $79.99. So there's Alex's signature with the life is fiery with its beauty. That comes from the Justin Bieber rant. From like 2012 or something. That rant's so old and it still rings true to this day. Also, every purchase of the AlexJonesStore.com gets you 50 times entries to with our crossover giveaway, either win the Ford Raptor plus $10,000 or the Ford F-250 diesel and $10,000 in cash. So each one of those, you get $10,000 in cash and the truck. So there, today it's the final week to enter and get entered into both. So don't miss out, thealexjonesstore.com. It's the reason we're on the air today, and it's the reason we're still on the air is from support from you. People love these daggers. They love the knives we offer. They're high quality. They're pretty badass looking. You know, actually, I would say that's those are pretty badass knives. And that's a defensive weapon. If you're attacked, a knife never runs out of bullets, as Alex likes to say. I want to go to this last Antsic video, A-N-T-T-S-I-C, over on X, giving us the lowdown from guards in Venezuela. So here's an update. He had a WhatsApp conversation, and he basically said that there's so much infrastructure being rolled out, it's unbelievable. So this is what they're saying is there's been more done in the last 7 days than the last 26 years. The 1 minute is clip 20. Here it is.
Trump did more for Venezuela in 7 days than Maduro did in 26 years is what most of the Venezuelan people are saying. We are now hearing that there's conversations for Walmart, Costco, Target to open up in Venezuela. We're hearing Amazon delivery, UPS, FedEx. It's not just that they're going to get American corporations moving in. It's going to bring jobs. It's going to bring decent paying jobs to these people. There's for those who are arguing the opposite point, it's just time to tune those people out. Trump announced a $100 million investment into the oil infrastructure in Venezuela. I will note that there is a left-leaning power government in Venezuela who's still trying to fight back, but really, what are they going to do? In the end of the day, that will be handled.
And we have posted at the Wall Street Journal, the speed-obsessed Texas wildcatter in pole position for Venezuela in Venezuela's energy riches. Texas oil man Rod Lewis made millions drilling in places even other wildcatters find too dangerous. But when he flew to Venezuela, he encountered an opportunity that was as treacherous and as possibly as profitable as in any in the world. Yeah, Venezuela's sitting on more oil, larger than Texas, than we have in the United States. Probably on par with Alberta. And it's interesting, Alberta is the other territory that's sick and tired of the government regulation and the theft. They make a lot of money in Alberta that's just siphoned away from there to go to the poorer parts of Canada. We had a guy call in saying, yeah, the other provinces will like waste money. So it looks like they have no money so they could get that free money coming from Alberta. So they're looking at possibly voting on a referendum by the end of this year, which they would become an independent country. And people are calling it the Dubai of the North. So who knows? It could happen. Let's go to Julia in Ohio. Sorry for keeping you on hold so long, but let's talk about the Somali fraud in Ohio. Go ahead, Julia.
Hi, Rob. Nice to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Longtime listener, first-time caller. Thanks to everyone there for all you do. What's going on in Ohio? I just wanted to kind of spotlight it because I kind of feel like it doesn't get talked about enough because we are generally a red state, but there is fraud here. And it's not only the Somalian fraud, but I feel like it's the H-1B fraud too. And we have an Ohio GOP chairman who endorsed Vivek Ramaswamy. The Ohio GOP has never endorsed any Republican candidate for governor in Ohio as early and as quickly as they did with Vivek. It's pretty unprecedented here.
And he seems to be pro H-1B. Am I correct in saying that?
Vivek? Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very, yes. He kind of, he's had a lot of controversial comments, obviously, from things that he said that he's tried to walk back and, but he's not ever said that he would end the H-1B visas here in Ohio because he's pro-H-1B.
Yeah. Let me jump in real quick. I'll let you finish. But those are taking jobs like these kind of middle-class income jobs that would go to people who live in the area already. No, instead they're moving people in, mainly Indians. But there's other groups that are taking advantage of this H-1B program. And these guys come in, they're men, young men. They come in, they could fit. They don't mind fitting 6 or 7 or 8 people in an apartment, maybe even 10 in a 2-bedroom apartment. Because, they come in, they don't buy furniture. They just come in and work and take that money and usually send it back to their families. They send a lot of it back. And Scott Bessent was on saying, hey, we're going to set up the system where if you're getting any type of assistance, you can't send that money back overseas. I think put that to H-1B people. I think that'll get rid of a lot of the incentive to come in because now you can't send any money back. You have to keep it here in the United States. But go ahead, Julie. I'll let you finish up.
Yes, correct. And also, the Ohio GOP chairman, very interestingly enough, is an immigration lawyer. So I don't know that a lot of people in Ohio know that.
No, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah, and, which makes, kind of makes perfect sense that he would endorse Vivek and the party would endorse Vivek so early. Also, our current governor, his wife is involved in some organization that helps immigrants from Haiti come here to Ohio. So we have Haitians, we have the H-1B visa holders, we have the Somalians, and we are a red state. Yeah. So I really appreciated Harrison a couple of weeks ago when he had on Casey Kutch, who is the Republican candidate that is running against Vivek in the primary. I so appreciated Harrison and you guys having him on, because I think everyone in Ohio needs to get out in the primary and vote for Casey, because we just cannot have this continue in our state. That's really what I wanted to say.
And yeah, who is Vivek running? Who's running against Vivek, real quick? Casey, what was the last name?
Casey Kutch, P-U-T-S-C-H.
Okay.
Harrison had him on the War Room just a couple of weeks ago. It was a great interview.
Yep. I just wanted you to say it, because we need we need these primaries to be battlegrounds. The primaries need to be battlegrounds, because you're not getting a candidate on one side or the other. But, you know, let's just go. This is what Trump said about what's going on in Ohio just during the debates. Here it is.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country.
Yeah, and Kamala thought it was funny. She thinks that kind of stuff is funny. But literally, right after that happened, there was a lady getting arrested who was eating a cat. She had eaten the neighbor's cat, and they were putting her under arrest. So, I don't know. You can't fight with that. All right, let's go to Evan in North Dakota. Frustration with the status quo. Oh, yeah, there's the cat. Poor kitty. There it is. Oh, go ahead, Evan.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for taking my call. Been listening since about 2010, but this is the first time I've ever called in. The reason I called is I just can't help but feel like the enemy is winning much more than we are. There have been no meaningful arrests from the DOJ. I think Pam Bondi is a freaking joke. She needs to go. We got obstructionist justice or obstructionist judges blocking everything Trump tries to do. And I thought the Supreme Court ruled that they couldn't do that anymore, but it seems like they still are. All this fraud BS in Minneapolis, Minnesota going on, and they're trying to use this Lesbo's death to distract us from it. Mass resistance to ICE everywhere, making it almost impossible for them to get rid of these people. And most conservatives are at work all day. When and how are we supposed to make our voices heard? These libtards are out protesting everything Trump does, and we're slaving away to pay for our own replacement. It's hard to not be blackpilled these days, and I was just wondering what you think we can do about it.
Well, I think what you have to do about it is look at your neighborhood, look at your neighbors, and look at your community and start there. That's really all you can do, because, you know, you may be able to influence a representative race, but you could start and I think make more effect. And you'd be surprised at the number of allies you have once you start speaking out. But get on these platforms like Nextdoor and stuff like that and talk about what's going on at the school board, at the city council, and then build out to the county commissioners. Those are the places where you can make the most meaningful impact. And just, I'll share you a quick little story. I protest my property taxes every year. I've had to go in twice to defend it in person. The first time I went in, and it was a man and two elderly women, and of course they voted to increase the price of my house way more than what I paid for it. And to increase my property tax. 2 years later, I go in. That guy's still there who voted in favor of me. And there was two other gentlemen who were in there, but the old ladies were gone. And guess what? The price of my house stayed the same. It didn't go up. And I got a big decrease from the year before. So, and it was under what I paid for the house, which I think is closer to its true value. So these changes are happening. They don't happen fast enough. They don't happen as fast in social media, but you have to be patient and really work in your own area. As they say, think globally, but act locally. And when I say think nationally, but act locally. Look at the problems that are going on in our nation. How can you fix them in your local level and hold these people accountable and get in their face and ask questions? And there's always people out there that can do things if you work together. The problem is most conservatives aren't used to working together, whereas the leftists love to work together. They love to consolidate power. So you are fighting an uphill battle, or you're fighting in the sand. It's hard to get traction. But all I can say is you can't stop. If you stop, then they win. So thank you for your call, Evan. I agree with you. And you're up in North Dakota, which is a very red state, and you're feeling the same way people are feeling down in Texas. So your mood is definitely definitely nationwide, and that's what we need to do. Let's go to Joe in Florida. Wants to talk about the H-1B fraud nationwide. Go ahead, Joel. Joe, sorry.
No problem. A previous caller mentioned this about the issue in Ohio, but I want to explain exactly how the H-1B is really working and the dangers behind it. And I've never heard this shared. And before going into it, Vivek, now that his name was mentioned, is for sure familiar with this pattern. H-1B is deeper than an immigration issue. Having worked for one of those Indian large tech firms, developing strong relationships with, you know, the employees, it's not just abuse of H-1Bs, it's legitimate fraud. This fraud happens in two ways. American employees are asked to change their reporting structure, which at first, you know, hey, you want me to change who my boss is on paper? Okay, maybe there's some change in the system. But it became clear after three, four, or five times of being doing that, and it's always tied to someone who needs a visa renewal, that it's kind of seeming they're trying to game the immigration system because they cannot bring over people unless they have Americans associated with that visa because they just can't displace American, you know, employees. So that's one issue. Then the second is, you know, these big firms cheat the H-1B system by not directly hiring the H-1B college students. These large firms go through intermediary smaller firms where the smaller firm hires the H-1B on, and then on paper, they can go to the larger firms and say, hey, I have all this talent. But the thing is, these smaller firms are just trying to boost their books, and these people aren't really skilled. That's why they can't get hired by these larger firms. And then on paper, the larger firm can say, oh, you have this person, they're qualified. I didn't qualify them, so they don't have liability if an issue happens. They can go to the contracts and say, oh, we're going to fix this problem. You know, I've been personally involved in seeing this, and by the grace of God, once it became too much, I was offered another job. But as what is worse is are these companies underpay even American employees, and the H-1Bs make even less than the underpaid American employees. And then a couple other details I wanted to mention. These firms have no real intention of building up the American workforce. They just use Americans to justify the people they want to bring over, and they promote and boost those people. And they don't really wait for the Americans to, you know, they just assume that they're eventually going to quit. And that's kind of what I feel like they want.
Sure. And they're training, and they make the Americans train their replacements. So they're bringing in people who are really unqualified, and they make them train them to work the way they want them to. And then they're like, oh, now we can get 3 for 1, and these guys don't complain, because if you complain, well, you know, you might lose your H-1B status. So it's fraud. I agree. Fraud nationwide with this H-1B. It's the way it's going. Now, I'll give you a little bit of bright side, and this is from the, I think it's the Prometheus Project, talking about Trump going to Davos. And I think these changes, here's the problem. These changes are slow. It's like turning a giant boat. It's not going to happen overnight. You have to have a little patience. But I think we are going in the right direction when it comes to how we're building the country back from the ground up. I think it's going to take some patience, but we're going to end with this clip. This is some LaRouchian people talking about Trump going to Davos in a couple weeks to really just hand it to the foreign globalists and what they have in store for us. We're turning that around. And I think you got to do it. You got to work locally. So here's that clip. Here's the end of the show. So thanks for watching. Alex Jones is up next.
Is Davos ready for Donald Trump? In less than 2 weeks, the president is going to march his full economic team into the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. You could say he's walking into the lion's den, except that he's the lion. And the globalists know it. Yesterday, the New York Times shrieked that Donald Trump has set himself above international law. They wrote, on topic after topic, President Trump made clear he would be the arbiter of any limits to his authority, not international law or treaties. But it's not international law they're worried about. It's their entire globalist system. And that is what Trump was.
That's interesting. I thought this clip was 14 minutes and we're going to play the last five, but apparently a glitch happened. So I'm going to have time for at least one, maybe two more callers. Let's go to, I got three callers on the line. Let's go to Frank in Ohio. Need your help, Frank. How you doing?
Rob, good. How you been, man?
I'm good.
Good, yeah. So I wanted to ask you, when you first came on to InfoWars back in the day, I remember meeting you at Occupy, the Occupy protest in Dallas. Did you think that InfoWars and the InfoWar would have as much success as it has?
I think the reason we have our success is because, you know, Alex, the founder and leader of this organization, refuses to submit, refuses to say no, refuses to quit. The reason we're still here on the air today is because we've refused to say, okay, you could come in here and take over this operation. We've used every imaginable legal maneuver to stay here and stay on the air. And when they came in and tried to just shut off the internet and kick us out, it took us a day, but we were back on the air. And there you can see the video of Alex bringing the sink back in. So I don't know if I ever thought it would be this big. Honestly, I never thought Trump would run for president. And I kind of thought Trump was a joke. And a lot of people still might think Trump is a joke. But I think he's really doing some things to help the capitalist system. And that's the system we have here. We don't have a utopia where everybody works 2 hours a day. We have a system where you have to get up and work, but it's been rife with fraud. And that's not Trump's fault. Trump didn't create the fraud. Trump didn't initiate the fraud. Trump's not perpetrating the fraud. He's trying to end the fraud. And we can see there's lots of people against him. Every leftist federal judge is trying to stop what he's doing. People in his own party are trying to stop what he's doing. They're trying to stymie him. They're trying to wait him out. So I really think, I wish we had that full piece on the Prometheus Project, because it really talks about what he's going to do to go in there and tell the globalists that things are changing. And we saw him just get out of the UN out of 66 different treaties. He said, no, we're not doing these treaties anymore. So, yeah, it's, in some ways, it's bigger than I thought it could be, but in other ways, we still have a long way to go, so we can't stop here. Let's end with David in Nevada, repression of the small churches. Go ahead, David.
Hey, this is Pastor Dave from Alpha Omega Free Church. You can find us online at alphaomega.church. Today, I want to talk about belief formation as the real reason why Donald Trump, Alex Jones, and every single independent church in America is under attack today. You know, here at Alpha Omega, we've always been a self-financing church, and we never have and never, ever will apply for any government grants. We're a church. We're not a food pantry. We're not a charity. We're a church. And it used to be easy for us to self-finance using digital advertising and selling our books and courses on our website.
But 10 seconds.
Sure.
Give us a final word.
Okay, and that's, well,
I know you had a lot more.
Can't anymore. They can't.
All right, we got it out there. Alpha Omega Church, check them out.
So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You financed it. You paid for it. Your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at InfoWarsStore.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air? Can I do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed. Two I designed. Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King. Make no peace with evil, same Crusader King. And then do like that still image of me. And it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones. And it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy in a tube, or you get them for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens before they're hatched. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching anything, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you'll be the ones to shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like in Star Trek, Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty,
and at warp speed in 3 minutes, or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.